This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. As the war in Iraq began, Turkey's parliament today agreed to allow the U.S. military to make use of Turkish airspace. Parliamentary approval followed protracted and sometimes difficult negotiations between Ankara and Washington. NPR's Guy Raz is in the Turkish capital. What about today's decision by the Turkish parliament, Guy?
Well, Bob, the Turkish parliament has agreed to approve overflight rights for U.S. missiles and planes. The vote passed by quite a fairly large margin, particularly compared to the last time the Turkish parliament voted when it rejected a plan to allow U.S. ground troops in. What this will allow, as Lieutenant General Rain mentioned a few minutes earlier, is there will be no basing rights and no takeoffs and landings from Turkey, but it allows the United States to use Turkey as an air corridor into northern Iraq, and surely that'll be welcome news in Washington. Had Turkey rejected this motion today, Washington may have had to rely on a narrow air corridor between Jordan and Israel.
Yeah, but what Washington wanted was bases in Turkey. They wanted a staging area there.
That's right. Originally, Washington wanted much more than that. The idea was that Turkey was going to be a staging ground for the Army's 4th Infantry Division. There would be a northern front there. They would come down toward Baghdad. But over the past few weeks, and particularly over the past few days, the Pentagon has effectively told the Turkish leaders here that overflight rights is all we need for now. In fact, just over the past 2 days, two Turkish leaders approached Washington with a revised plan asking for some financial aid in return for allowing the use of Turkish bases. But according to reports here in Turkey, Washington rejected it and simply said overflight rights are all we need for now.
Will Turkey be getting perhaps a smaller aid package in return for the decision on the use of airspace?
You know, it's still unclear whether Turkey will get an aid package out of it. As you know, Bob, originally the plan was to give Turkey about $6 billion in financial aid and then billions more in bridge loans. Certainly Turkey won't be receiving that much money at this point. But there are indications that Washington will be supporting IMF programs in the future. Nobody, as far as I know, in Washington wants to see the Turkish economy collapse. Over the past few days, we've seen the markets here plummet. The Turkish lira is at its lowest point in history against the dollar. So there is concern that this war could have a pretty big impact on Turkey's economy. And, of course, without any major financial aid package, it could be disastrous.
Did Parliament also vote to allow Turkish troops to enter northern Iraq?
That was the second part of this resolution today. The Turkish parliament now has agreed to allow more Turkish troops, to enter northern Iraq. There are between 3,000 and 5,000 Turkish soldiers in northern Iraq already. They've been there for about 12 years, fighting against Kurdish militants who operate in the area. And what this motion today allows, it allows a larger deployment of Turkish troops into the area. So we could be talking in the tens of thousands. It's not clear how many would go in. That's now a military decision, a Turkish military decision. But ostensibly, the reason why they're going in is to make sure, well, their stated reason is to make sure that the soldiers would stem the flow of refugees coming into Turkey. After the first Gulf War, Turkey absorbed about 500,000 Kurdish refugees in a very short period of time. So the Turkish government insists that it wants to avoid this crisis again. And that's their main reason, their main stated reason why they want to send in the troops.
NPR's Guy Raz in Ankara.